These days, it's not uncommon to take on a second career. Lawyers become boxers. Burnout brokers become sous chefs. One job isn't necessarily tougher than the other, but the rewards are different. Now former U.S. Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant Mary Perot has become Sister Mary. She's left the Marine Corps for the Ursuline Sisters Roman Catholic Order. And Sister Mary joins us from the studios of our member station WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky. You were a Marine for about 20 years.
Yes, 20 and a half.
And why did you trade the barracks for the convent?
Well, I had gone on a religious retreat while I was stationed in Okinawa and was talking to the priest who was the spiritual director of that retreat, mm-hmm. and explaining to him that I didn't have a lot of time left in the service and didn't know what I was going to be doing next. So he suggested that I pray and ask God how God wanted me to serve him next. Mm-hmm. And the thought of religious life came to mind. I tried to ignore those thoughts for a while, and they wouldn't go away.
Sister, you know there are people, many of them who've been to Catholic schools, who would say jokingly that they don't see much difference between being a Marine and being a sister. What do you think?
I don't see a whole lot of similarities. I see similarities in terms of the necessity for commitment and dedication. I see similarities in being with a group of people who are working for a common goal. But I don't see any other similarities in terms of regimentation or anything of that nature.
At the same time, Sister, do you think there is something from your Marine training, your career as a Marine, that helps you be a better sister?
I think so. I think the discipline aspect.
Sister, I want to ask you a question that it's perhaps not the most urgent, but I'm curious about something. Where is the food better, in Marine barracks or in religious convents?
Oh, in the convent. We cook it. I kind of like my meat cabbage casserole.
Does the cabbage taste like meat, or the meat taste like cabbage?
Yes.
Sister, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sister Mary Perot, speaking to us from Louisville, Kentucky, and member station WFPL.